Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little 38 special bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Danziger. Pamela N. Danziger is the author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, how new consumer values are redefining the way we market luxury. That's her new book, and she has many others. Pam, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us the website. Tell folks how they can find your book, please.
Yes, the website is unitymarketingonline.com, and we have a lot of information there about what's going on with the affluent, the higher income consumers, who are the most important ones in this whole economy right now. And I have some white papers there, and one is called What, So What, Now What? And that white paper explains how other businesses, small businesses, can go through the process of a strategic marketing plan and put together a plan for the future, because everything has changed, since this recession, with this new economy and all the new ways that customers are shopping and buying and searching for information about their businesses and companies. This is a guide for the future.
Good. And they can find that at unitymarketing.com.
Online.com.
Unitymarketingonline.com. Check it out, folks. Thank you for that, Pam. Okay, so we're talking about this family-owned business that's transitioning from one generation to the next.
Yep.
They're also transitioning from the old way of doing business. Somebody moved their cheese, and so they got to find the new customers, and so they're making that transition. What did you recommend to them?
Well, I mean, the first thing was, and I think you'll appreciate this because we both live in sort of, we don't live in New York or California,
right.
Los Angeles.
Thank God.
The first thing is I looked at their website. I studied the way the website presented the brand, and it looked very cokey, very country. So I said, what we need to do from a marketing perspective, they really understand this, is get rid of the country bumpkin look and feel of the website.
Right.
And the country bumpkin look and feel of the direct mail pieces that they were putting out, because it just looked country bumpkin.
Even if it looked kind of Madison Avenue, a lot of the new customers aren't attracted to that kind of image.
Well, I mean, it needed to be updated. The colors were just wrong, and we haven't got there yet, but we're still working on the transition.
What are the chances the store looks the same? The stores look the same way.
Well, that's interesting, because the stores really didn't look, because they were designers and fashion people. You walk in the store and you were wowed by what was in the store, but it was the messaging on the outside that was inconsistent.
So what was inside the box was cool, but the box wasn't cool.
Yeah, exactly. So again, it was like the image, that brand.
Yeah.
We really needed to update the brand. They were primarily relying upon direct mail pieces. Now they were buying high-end, affluent lists, but they weren't really utilizing them effectively, because again, their messaging was too country bumpkin-ish, and it was all discount oriented. So now they're going to be doing more. We're going to do outdoor advertising so that they can put a big picture up about their store and the different kind of styles that they can find in the store. They're going to be advertising in local high-end magazines that sort of target a more sophisticated high-end audience. And most communities have these magazines. We have, Susquehanna Living and Central Pennsylvania Today and magazines like that where people go to look to find to find architects to design and contractors, and that's also where they should be finding their furniture to go into those high end homes. So those are the main changes, and then utilizing direct mail more effectively.
Do you think that people like this, companies like that, should let their prospects and their customers know about the people behind the company, the values, the thinking, the attitudes, the commitment of the people behind the company?
Yeah, I mean, that historical heritage, I think, is very important. And that needs to be communicated on the website with and about mm-hmm. the founders mm-hmm. and possibly, you know, pictures in the store. But, you know, what's really as important is it's like, but it's not your grandmother's furniture store anymore.
Right.
It's your furniture store for the 35, 40-year-old, you know, young executive moving up mm-hmm. in the Pennsylvania area.
Well, the reason I say that is because what I'm seeing is that today, whether you're selling sofas or spaghetti, people expect to be able to get the best price and get what they want at the best price everywhere they go. They expect the basic competitive dynamic. They expect that to be there. And so they're now looking for something else. Okay, if everybody's competitive, how do I differentiate between one and two?
Right.
And I think people, when they look beyond the competitive situation, I think they're looking for what's behind the company. Do I, you know, who do I like the best? That kind of thing. What do you think?
Right. Oh, well, that's the service component that you're talking about. And for this retailer, they offer a design service that's free. And in mm-hmm. fact, the sales representatives are all trained interior designers. Mm-hmm. So they've got that extra expertise. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's kind of scary to bring a sales rep from a store into your home, but that's how they've sold their business.
That's how they're differentiating. And it sounds like they've got the right person helping them. Pam,
well,
good job.
Thank you.
Good job with them. UnityMarketingOnline.com, right?
Yes. What, so what, now what for strategic marketing plan.
That's what you want to check out there, folks. Thanks, Pam, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Talk to you later.
We'll see you next time. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.